USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its newly redistricted congressional and state legislature maps. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Monday.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose their representatives, not the other way around, close quote.
Garland said Texas violated the Voting Rights Act by drawing redistricting maps that disenfranchise African American and Latino voters. Three more missionaries from the Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries have been released by kidnappers in Haiti. The organization says those who returned are safe and in good spirits. The group won't give the names of the hostages or circumstances of the release. Two hostages were released last month. There are still 12 people in captivity who were kidnapped by a gang in October. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday refused to commit to basic transparency about Hunter Biden's alleged divestment from an investment fund controlled by Chinese state-owned entities, or confirm that the first son's infamous lost laptop is authentic when pressed by the New York Post.
The president's son is not an employee of the federal government, so I'd point you to his representatives. And as it relates to the book, I have neither had the time nor interest in exploring or reading the book. Go ahead,
the
Tina.
First son's attorney.
Go ahead, Tina. I think I answered your question.
Psaki swatted down a question about Post columnist Miranda Devine's new book, The Laptop from Hell, which was released last week. Former President Donald Trump has tapped Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican of California, to be CEO of his new media and tech company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Nunes will retire from Congress and start as CEO of TMTG in January. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Remain in Mexico policy has returned.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gas prices across the country have fallen since last week amid fears of an Omicron variant-led economic slowdown. The national average price of regular gas per gallon dipped 4 cents this week to $3.35. Indiana saw the largest price drop at 21 cents to an average of $3.19.2 per gallon. Prices are expected to further decline even more this winter as fewer drivers are expected on the roads. The price of gas is still $1.21 more compared to the same time last year. The opening price on Monday of West Texas Intermediate crude was $68.18 per barrel, $4 down from last Monday, with Brent crude oil at $71.82 per barrel, nearly $5 below prices last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.